Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for October 13th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Nearly 7 years after joining the smartphone market, OnePlus may have a big shakeup in its leadership. According to leaked documents, it looks like OnePlus co-founder Carl Pei is no longer with the company. Internal documents from OnePlus were shared on Reddit and appear to explain a leadership change. Emily Dai, head of the OnePlus operations in India, is apparently taking over the Nord lineup globally. During OnePlus's development of the product, Carl Pei was very much in charge of that lineup. The company's documentary about creating Nord focused almost as heavily on Pei as it did on OnePlus itself. It's unclear whether Pei left the company by choice or if he was fired, but the original leaker suggests that he was sacked. But the company may be trying to save face by calling the departure leaving by mutual consent. When contacting OnePlus about the story, it declined to comment, although rumours suggest that the OnePlus Nord project, on which Pei took the lead, may have been the tipping point between the other co-founder Pete Lau and Carl Pei. We've also heard this mentioned from sources close to the company. At this point, Lau is still in charge of the company as CEO. Lau was also recently appointed to a position where he would be contributing to product development and planning between Oppo, Realme, and OnePlus. At the start of August, Google provided an official deprecation timeline for Play Music. The incremental shutdown continues today with Google getting rid of the ability to buy music from the Play Store worldwide. The service let you buy songs and listen to them in Google Play Music, with users also having the option to download the MP3 file separately. With the last big Play Store for Android revamp, Google de-emphasized buying music. The section was not available in the bottom navbar and the hidden towards the bottom of the navigation drawer. Browse music is no longer available as of today, while the web displays a music store on Google Play is no longer available shutdown message. This deprecation started in late August and some users lost access over the course of September. It follows the Music Manager desktop application also shutting down recently. Looking ahead, Play Music will lose the ability to stream content around the world later this month. Google will keep Play Music playlists, uploads, purchases, likes, and other data until December to give users a chance to migrate to YouTube Music using the transfer tool. All data will be removed after that. The latest update to Google Stadia for Android version 2.39 includes preparation for a free trial of Stadia Pro for Google One members and subscribers. For a few years now, Google has offered a Google One subscription that nets you increased cloud storage, along with other occasional benefits like a free Home or Nest Mini. With the latest update to Google Stadia, we find that Google One members may soon be getting an extended free trial of Stadia Pro as a membership benefit. We're not sure how long this particular free trial will be, as the amount of time is not yet filled in. It's entirely possible that the length of the trial may be based upon your Google One membership level, similar how some tiers get 3% store credit back from Google Store versus 10% on higher tiers. Of course, it remains to be seen whether this benefit can be applied to existing Google Stadia players, including those who have redeemed a Pro Pass or Buddy Pass before. On top of that, one of the slightly annoying things about setting up the Stadia controller, especially if you have more than one Wi-Fi network you tend to play on, is that you need to manually enter your Wi-Fi password when switching networks. By comparison, the Google Home app is typically able to pull saved Wi-Fi passwords from your Android phone. With Stadia 2.39, we found the beginnings of work to possibly retrieve a saved password for a Wi-Fi network for use with Gotham, which is Google's codename for the official Stadia controller. From the way it's phrased, it's possible that the Stadia app may be trying to retrieve the password directly from an already connected controller. This would make sense, as a non-system Android apps are not typically allowed access to your device's saved passwords. As this still appears to be in very early work, it's impossible to say though whether this improvement could ever launch. And finally, wireless charging is one of the few things that sets the new Pixel 5 apart from its mid-range brethren, but that feature still hasn't picked up any major upgrades this time around. As revealed by the WPC this week, Google's Pixel 5 only features wireless charging that's slightly faster than the Pixel 4. Looking back, the Google Pixel 3 officially brought Qi charge into the lineup, but it was capped to 5W with faster speeds only available on the Pixel stand. That changed a year later with the Pixel 4 being capable of 11W speeds on nearly any Qi charger. Still, with advancements from other brands over the past couple of years, it would be nice if Google increased speed just a little bit on this front. It's not like anyone actually needs 30 watt or anything like that, but 15 watt wireless charging would be a nice addition. Unfortunately, that's not what we've got this time around though. The Google Pixel 5 is apparently capable of charging at up to 12 watts on a compatible Qi wireless charging unit, according to the Wireless Power Consortium. That's only 1 watt faster than last year, but it is a small upgrade nonetheless. Hopefully next year's Pixel lineup is where we'll finally see some meaningful charging upgrades, after 5 generations on the same 18 watt wired solution and these small wireless upgrades, we're sure the Pixel 6 is absolutely due an upgrade in the charging stakes. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 95google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 95 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.